This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Welcome into another edition of the Gig'em 24/7 Sports Podcast. I am Andrew Hattersley, here to preview a massive recruiting weekend for Texas A&M as they get their final opportunity to host visitors ahead of the dead period and National Signing Day. And we're going to start there with five-star athlete Terry Bussey. Texas A&M gets the last word with him before he gets ready to make his decision next week. LSU and Georgia are primarily the other two contenders in the race. Obviously, Bussey is coming off an official visit to Georgia last weekend and a midweek visit to LSU as well, where he spent the day with Brian Kelly and the Tigers. He's also had a couple of in-home visits this week. Ishmael Aristide and Holman Wiggins went in-home with him earlier this week. So did Kirby Smart and the Georgia defensive staff on Thursday night ahead of his trip to College Station. And right now, where things kind of stood, A&M still looks to be in a pretty good spot. That's kind of the main takeaway from talking to people over the last couple of weeks. That doesn't mean that he isn't still exploring his options. And that's what makes this weekend particularly important for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, this will be Bussey's first trip back to College Station since Mike Elko took over as head coach of the Aggies. He's obviously been able to speak with the staff over the last couple of months and start to build a really good relationship. And by all accounts, they've done a really good job just making sure he knows he's a priority. The message is pretty much picked off where the last staff left off, giving him some opportunities to play on both sides of the ball. Obviously, he's been a top target at the cornerback position for well over a year now, and Texas A&M has made that clear. But he's also one of the more dynamic athletes in the country, and as many ways as you can get the ball in his hands, he's shown that at the Polynesian Bowl. He showed that during Under Armour Week, and that's something Texas A&M is going to make really clear to him this weekend, is that he has a chance to come in and make a immediate impact at Texas A&M. He has the frame to do it. He has the size to do it. Now, there are a couple key factors to watch here. Obviously, LSU has also been in the race, and they've been working basically since he committed to Texas A&M to try to change that. They've had him on campus in Baton Rouge for games. Obviously, there's been a lot of staff turnover at LSU as well. Now, Corey Raymond, by all accounts, did do a nice job earlier this week, and that was one of the main pieces of feedback and talking to people about that visit was he did a really nice job. Now, Dante Williams is really the guy that's been able to get Georgia into the mix, and Travaris Robinson. Now, the thing with Georgia is it's the newest program in the race. He has those relationships probably with Travaris Robinson and Dante Williams last longer than any other relationship he's got, but the familiarity with the Georgia program overall, they weren't as much of a factor until probably the beginning of January when Dante Williams got there, but have been able to make a a strong surge over the last couple of weeks heading into National Signing Day. So wouldn't discount them. But right now, as we head into this weekend, I think Texas A&M sits in a pretty good spot. It's been a good couple of weeks for Texas A&M overall, especially last weekend. It started on Friday night when Forney linebacker Kelvion Riggins committed to Texas A&M over Tennessee and others. And for Texas A&M, he has been at the top of the board as well in terms of targets. He's made double-digit visits to Texas A&M, and getting to talk to him this week, just said he was really excited to be able to now just rep College State, rep Texas A&M as a program and start recruiting for the Aggies. One of his good friends, Taz Williams, will be on campus this weekend, and Riggins plans to be down in College Station to help recruit for A&M, and said he really wants to be a vocal member of this class. That's one of the reasons he chose to make his decision now. Felt really comfortable with Mike Elko and especially Jay Bateman. That was a key piece to this. Jay Bateman did a really nice job building that relationship with him in the early going, and was a big reason Texas A&M was able to secure a commitment from him. And so, you know, just he's a linebacker that can come off the edge, they've mentioned to him that he can potentially be a factor in a third down package early on, and has been a really good player at a couple programs now. Obviously, he started out at South Oak Cliff, made a state championship run there, two state championship runs, and then goes to Forney, and the Jackrabbits make a deep run in the playoffs as well. So he's been a key piece to everything that has been going on defensively over those programs and allowed those programs to make deep playoff runs. So for Texas A&M, certainly excited to get him in the fold. They've been arguably the team to beat for quite a while now, but as we know, you've got to be able to get over the finish line, still got to be able to get it to the early signing period. But this looks like one that Texas A&M is going to sit in good shape with and a good guy to have in the class. And then you talk about Dejon Pettaway, another guy that's been a top target for Texas A&M. And actually, in talking to Riggins, both Pettaway and Riggins were on campus earlier this month and kind of talked about the idea of playing together and what it would be like to play at Texas A&M. One day after Riggins makes his decision, Pettaway makes his and announces his commitment to Texas A&M on Saturday night. And another really good addition for Texas A&M, a guy that can play the cornerback spot, can play nickel. As mentioned, those are the two spots that Texas A&M has talked with him about playing. And another guy that's just really excited to begin his journey at Texas A&M. Talked to him as well and said he can't wait to be able to, you know, bring his family back one day and be able to show them this is where he went to school. This was the impact he was able to make on the program. And so I think he's going to end up being probably a guy behind the scenes that is more of a recruiter, not super vocal at times, but a guy that behind the scenes, I expect him to be on campus quite a bit to help Texas A&M recruit. Now there's a couple intriguing storylines as well to follow this week. And one of the biggest is DeAndre Ryden, a DeSoto running back, who has been on campus several times, but this will also be his first trip back to Texas A&M since Mike Elko took over. Obviously, the DeSoto connection is there between Tony Gerard Eddy and the DeSoto program, and Tony Gerard Eddy's played a key factor in this recruitment, and A&M's been right up there along with programs like USC, Texas, Oklahoma, some other schools that have been kind of right at the top of the list for DeAndre Ryden and programs he's looked at closely, and this will be Texas A&M's opportunity. You know, Mike Elko has been taking on a personal role in this recruitment. Trooper Taylor has been involved in as well. So just a big weekend to be able to get him on campus and potentially springboard into getting him back later in the spring and an official visit down the road. So big weekend on that front as well. And then a name to watch is Ashton Bethel-Roman. He's signed with Arkansas in December, but after Kenny Guyton left for Wisconsin, Bethel-Roman got his release from his NLI earlier this week, and Texas A&M is one of the programs to kind of keep an eye on there. Expect him to pop up on campus at some point this weekend as well. Texas A&M made a run at him before the early signing period, had him on campus for an official visit the final weekend before the early signing period. And while they weren't able to get it over the hump there, they've been kind of one of those teams when he did get his release from his national letter of intent from Arkansas, again, which took place earlier this week. Texas A&M is kind of a program he's now taken a close look at again. So going to keep an eye on them. He said he's still kind of figuring out the logistics of what the weekend will look like, but, you know, expected to kind of make a decision in the next week or so, as he kind of looks ahead to finalize a destination as well and get ready to arrive on campus later this summer. As I mentioned, we've got a full visitor list over at Gigham 24/7. Encourage you guys to head on over there and check it out. Got a promo deal going on right now to take advantage of. Get 60% off an annual VIP subscription for you in your first year for new subscribers. And so really encourage you guys to head over there and check it out. And thanks again for tuning in to this video and all the other ones. Be sure to like and share the videos if you enjoy them. And we'll be back next week to talk about much, much more on the A&M basketball front, on the recruiting front, and National Signing Day coming up next Wednesday. So until then, we hope you guys have a great weekend, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.